You're listening to Bulls Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas in for Andy Bull Barch today, joined by Steve Bailey. And as we normally do here on Wednesday afternoons, time to talk a little Cleveland Cavaliers basketball. Of course, you can hear the Cavs coming up tonight as they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. As we bring you pregame at 7:30, one of the men you will hear from will be Mr. Jim Jones. Thanks so much for joining us here today, Jim. How is the weather in Oklahoma City? Because it is snowing here.
Oh, it is. It's about 45, maybe 48, sunny.
Sure. It's a little better than what we've got here. I'll certainly say that for sure. Jim, since the last time we spoke to you, the Cavaliers have certainly been on an upbeat here. They've won two of their last three games, of course, losing Monday night to the Minnesota Timberwolves, but two big victories against Philadelphia and Houston. I mean, two very recognizable teams, two teams that have played very well at points this season. Houston maybe on a little bit of a downturn. But what's been the difference for the Cavaliers during that stretch of basketball, or has there been any?
Well, I think the biggest difference has been this coaching style and the preparation of Coach Larry Drew. I think he's done a great job of challenging these guys in not necessarily a lot of different things, but getting them more focused on just two to three, maybe four things. And those things are playing better defense with a focus on getting back on defense to minimize the transition effect, forcing teams to play five on five, which is always harder to defend against, to score against. The second thing is what they've done. Their half-court execution has become more detailed in this respect, that everybody's setting real picks. The timing seems good. Hood is pretty good coming off screens. And the kid Clarkson has been outstanding in half-court, high-dribble screen stuff. So when you do run action and you make more than one pass and there's bodies moving along with ball movement, the opposition has to play more defense. And in a fast-paced game, you know, fatigue does become a factor. If every once in a while Cleveland slows down and they force you to have to defend them in the half court. The other thing is they're rebounding. Larry Nance and Tristan Thompson having a great year, has really helped them as far as getting possessions and getting stops.
Jim,
so I think it's those three things, basically.
Certainly. You had mentioned that guys were kind of maturing as the season's going on here, in part due to the coaching of Larry Drew here. And I know we had talked about that sometimes you need more of a teacher than you do a coach in the game of basketball. We talked about that in weeks past. Based on that, have you seen any of the guys kind of maturing faster than the other guys, or has it been a collective group here with these two wins?
Well, I think it's been both ends. I think it's been individually and as a team, and that's the way it should be. I think his whole premise was that, you know, so many things need to be improved upon. But based upon his knowledge and experience as a veteran player, and he was a great player with Kansas City, is that he understands that in this game, you only really need to do three or four things well. And if you do them well, you can win games or you can be competitive every night, and your head's not all clogged up trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And that's basically been his approach. He's calm on the sideline. They respect him. They play for him. And I just watched a practice earlier today where they practiced at game speed. They ran about 40 different plays up and down the floor at game speed. And that's old school. That's the only way I know that you can get timing, that you can get some rhythm, and that you can also get some conditioning. I thought he worked him really well this morning, and I looked over at him and I said, oh, game speed. He said, yep, game speed. So they're improving, and they know the offense, and they know what's expected of them defensively. And all of those things are where we weren't at earlier in the year. We just looked like we were in disarray. We had no confidence. We had no flow. We had no rhythm. And in the last 5 or 6 weeks, this guy has done a great job in making us a competitive team with all of our youth.
Speaking with Jim Jones here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, Jim, you kind of alluded to the fact Larry Drew points out to these guys, look, do three or four things really well. How hard is it to get that through a young guy's head who's coming into the league and seeing, I mean, the Russell Westbrooks around him, things of that nature. I mean, these players of such high caliber. How hard is it for a young guy to understand that?
Well, there's an old saying that if the student is willing to learn, then the teacher can teach. And these young kids, we have a great character group. These kids want to learn. They don't like losing. They want to get better. And they trust that everything that Drew has told them has worked out. And I think that's the fundamentals of it. It's just like us raising kids. You have any kids?
I do. I've got two now.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
They're still pretty young. The oldest is 2.5. Youngest is about 1.5 there.
Okay, wait till they get about 11 or 12 years old, and you're sitting there watching dinner, and you and your wife look at each other and say, boy, we got a long way to go. and you know, because there's so many things that they need to improve upon.
Sure.
But then the way you get started is you make them focus on a few things and make them do them well. And once they do that, then they can move on to other things. And that's where we're at. It really is. I don't think it's that difficult. Anyone that's heard John Michael do his great commentary and those that have gone to the games and seen this team, we have talent. And I think Drew is the right man to get the most out of these kids.
Certainly seems like it of late. And I'll ask you this, too. I mean, is there such thing as a moral victory? I know they lost on Monday night to the Minnesota Timberwolves, but they stayed in that game the entire way through. They were right there with seconds left on that clock. And people say in the NBA, look, a win's a win, a loss is a loss. But for a young group like this, I mean, staying right there, it seems like they're right on the verge of learning how to win, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't believe in moral victories, but then I do. With this particular group, because they have to understand what they could have done differently in order to get better. And I think that's important, and it's a motivating factor, and it's a challenge for them. And you know, as a father, you learn how to challenge your kids within reason or just outside of reason to make it achievable. And once they get it down, then you can move on to other things. I really think that we have a great group of kids. And these kids are willing to sacrifice. They become very competitive. They just got off to a bad start against a defensive-minded Tom Thibodeau, who took away their first and second options. And we sort of panicked a little bit. We over-dribbled. We didn't make the right passes, and it hurt us. But they're learning, and that's the moral victory part. They're learning, and they're going to get better.
Speaking with Jim Jones of the Cavs Radio Network here, courtesy of North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. And Jim, you pointed out Tristan Thompson, too, and you talk about father figures. And I don't know that anyone maybe saw that going into the year, but the way he's playing right now, I mean, 10 double-doubles on the year. He's had four in a row. Has he kind of been one of those veterans the younger guys are looking up to this season?
Yeah, because he's been through the wars.
Sure.
You know, we don't get past Indiana Pacers if Tristan doesn't play. He was so magnificent in the championship year, and he's just one of those kids that loves to compete, and he's not an old player, but he's been through the wars, and when he plays, he competes. No matter if a guy is bigger than him, it doesn't make him any difference. He won't back down, and young players need to see that. They need to see strength of character, because players are good at imitating. And they'll pick it up that there's success in acting like I'm tough before I'm tough.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're at. Now, Tristan, on the other hand, has learned to score. And they do a great job. One of the coaches, Dan, I don't know Dan's last name, but Dan works with Tristan on his footwork, his pivots. They work him hard. And he wants to get better. And now he's become a double-double machine. He can score. I told him today when he looked over at me, I said, well, how do you like scoring? He said, I love it. I said, now you can get them back. You don't have to always just be worried about defense. Now you can make them guard you. And then that's the competitive edge. And I think that's where we're going with Tristan. His leadership is more so by actions than it is verbal. He does talk to them, but it's more by his actions. And I think that's what true leaders do. You know, don't sure. Don't go along with what I say. Go along with what I do.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you. And I mean, the way Tristan Thompson has been playing this year, especially with the loss of Kevin Love early in this season, I mean, he's been that guy that certainly anyone can look at and design their game after or
you're
just
right.
kind of get inspired by, I think.
You're right.
Hey, Jim, this is Steve. I know we've kind of been without a lot of these veterans lately. George Hill's been out. Kevin Love, obviously. JR not with the team anymore. But Kyle Korver's kind of been one of those veterans who's still hanging around, still getting some minutes. He's being a leader on the floor. He's still showing us that specialty shot. He had 6 3-pointers the other night. Do you think that this is a guy that is going to stay around and try and help this backcourt as we move through the season? Or do you think they're showcasing him to possibly move with him?
Oh, that I don't know. You know, that's way above my pay grade. You know, I'm still a player at heart. You know, I don't think about that, and I don't think Kyle is. I just think that he's going out there, and as these young players get better, as they learn to recognize where his strengths are, you know, they've been able to find him more often. If you've watched the game to listen to the great John Michael broadcast, you know that Clarkson, when he hasn't been scoring, has been dribble driving and finding Korver in the short corner for about 4 games now, for at least a couple assists a game when they're together. So as they get better, as they learn that they have other options other than scoring and dribbling, they're going to find Korver because, you know, his efficiency level as far as the catch and shoot is still some of the best in the league. The other night, they found him. After the first and second options had been minimized, we started going more to Korver after timeouts and even during the course of play, and they found him, and he was able to score. And I expect that to continue to improve.
Oh, we'll end on this. Jim, Cavaliers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. So what can we expect in this one?
Well, they've got three issues to deal with. One is, of course, the great Westbrook, who just wears you out because he keeps coming at you. He almost breaks your will. And then you've got to deal with Paul George, who's great off the dribble, one of the best in the league. And then you've got to deal with the size and even the athleticism of Steven Adams. He's a load for us. The last game we played them, I thought he destroyed us. He was a one-man wrecking crew in the first quarter when we played them last time in Cleveland. And I just think that we can't allow all three to beat us. We've got to at least stop one of the three. And if we can do that and we can score some points in the open floor, I think we give ourselves a chance to win a game.
All right, looking forward to a good one tonight. And Jim, looking forward to hearing yours and John Michael's call on the game tonight. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
You're welcome, guys. See you next week.
See ya. Have a good one. Jim Jones of the Cavaliers Radio Network, that interview brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco.